You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. This is your guest host, Tom Palswitz, with my special guest, State Senator Chris Larson. We were just touching on Milwaukee County. I know, Chris, you grew up in Milwaukee County. You went to high school in Milwaukee County. You went to you went to your secondary education in Milwaukee County. What are the things that can be done in the Milwaukee 7 that you think you can influence from the state level that could really create a much better economy and environment that would go toward helping the rest of the state? What are some of those things?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big ones is making sure the college is more accessible and more affordable. So obviously we talked about K-12 public education, but I do think higher education is one where it is, it's a pillar of what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin.
Yes.
When people think of our state, they think of us as being one where education is valued all across the board, but particularly in our colleges. Anything making it more affordable, more accessible is key. There's a lot of folks who are deciding not to go, and I think we need to turn that around due to the cost. There's just been this idea where we can keep charging more and more and more, the state cutting their share of the funding and then assuming that loans are going to fill up the difference. Well, a lot of people are realizing that the loans are way too high, even though they're giving them this money. It turns out it's not free.
It's not free, yes.
Right. And they're, you know, like, despite efforts at the federal level to be able to extinguish student loan debt so that an entire generation can be unleashed and unburdened by it, that has languished. So I think changing that is going to be a magnet to attracting working professionals to the state. And I would also include in that, right, technical education, of making sure that continues to be, it's more of a bang for its buck already, but making sure that's maintained. There is more dedicated funding for that. Comes from the local property tax, but making sure that's available and still not out of reach for folks, I think, is going to be huge. I mean, honestly, I'd love to see a huge marketing campaign to be able to sell Milwaukee to the rest of the country.
Yes.
Especially considering the last election results of, if we can just figure out how to get about 22,000 people to move to Milwaukee, you know, from other parts of the country. If you like, you know, great underdog sports teams that where you can actually be an owner. I've got my certificate up here.
Right. You can own an NFL team. The housing is affordable. You have a great park system. I mean, the things go on and on. One of the things I always think about, though, you know, I have three grown children and two of them have moved away, and I can't fault them for doing it because the opportunities and the advantages they can get someplace else. But they can't buy housing anywhere else. And I think that's one of the things that we can offer to people, especially young people, to get into a home and become part of a neighborhood and become part of the fabric of that community. I think that's something that we could do. Chris, I know that, you know, I've said before, you've been in Madison for a while. Do you feel like the next, let's call it 6 to 8 years, could be a dramatic difference, or do you feel like we're still in for more of the same when it comes to Madison?
It should be, but honestly, there's things that can happen. Right. And I feel like one of the reasons that I continue to stay in the state Senate and have for all these years is I have a lot of the institutional memory of what it was like when I got there, of the things that I had hoped to do when I was getting into office. And then, frankly, just how we have shifted away from what the priorities actually should be, what the public wants, and where it is now, where the influence of money in our state has ended up shifting things so far to the right. And just listening to what big business wants as being the priority, while not doing public hearings or ignoring, you know, your base. And unfortunately, that definitely falls on partisan lines in some cases, but not all, right? And so even the influence of money means that lobbyists are suddenly become a lot friendlier with Democrats and hoping that they can tap the brakes on actually changing the things that would actually fundamentally help the public. So I say that, and I think it's worth talking about over the next 2 years, because we may end up getting the majority, but that doesn't necessarily mean that anything is going to pass or change unless you elect the right type of leaders who are talking about issues that matter to you, about public education, healthcare affordability, of moving forward on regional transit authorities, of reversing the harms that have attacked unions, increasing the minimum wage, making it easier to join a union, making it easier to make sure that you are earning what you deserve, making sure that our parks are invested in a way that you have a higher quality of life. All of those things, the things that we've discussed, the things that have been discussed for the last 10 years, that's what's going to be determined, and we need to start talking about it now. Yes. Granted, the Republicans might not pass it, but that needs to be an agenda. We cannot, this last election, there's a lot of lessons, Tom, right?
Yes.
One of them should definitely be, we cannot just be the opposite of what Donald Trump is. We cannot just be the fallback to that. We actually have to chart a clear course. And that'll determine if things change, or that'll determine if it's just the change of the name at the top, but no laws change.
Right. And I think it, like I said before, it's a unique opportunity to possibly get things done that haven't been possible before. I am particularly excited by Angelito Tenorio, who won the 14th district. Angelito worked on my campaign in 2018, and it's nice to see him have a seat at the table in the assembly representing West Dallas. So I think that'll be great for Milwaukee County, and I know it'll be great for West Dallas. So, Chris, want to thank you. Appreciate you having on and taking some time out of your busy schedule. I know with a whole bunch of stuff going on. And take care. And we're gonna be watching to see if there's some movement, which I think will be fantastic. So thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
And as we head out, I think one of the things I just want to end with is going back to a democracy if you can keep it. So figure out what you can do, figure out what you can do for yourself, and figure out what you can do for your community. So thanks for listening, and Maggie will be back soon.